I know what intolerance looks like.
The latest comment to land Omar in hot water was this one she made at a D.C. bookstore, slamming congressional support for Israel.
I want to talk about the political influence in this country that says it is okay for people to push for allegiance to a foreign country.
In response, her own party drafted a four-page resolution rejecting anti-Semitism. Without mentioning Omar by name, it says her comment suggests that Jews cannot be patriotic Americans and trusted neighbors. New Jersey Democrat Josh Gottheimer.
As someone who's Jewish, the idea that you would question my loyalty to the country as a lawmaker because of my religion is obviously offensive and deeply hurtful.
The president called it a dark day for Israel, and GOP leaders urged Democrats to go further.
Nancy Pelosi has to remove her from the Foreign Affairs Committee.
Speaker Pelosi shares the cover of this month's Rolling Stone with Omar, who is the nation's first Muslim congresswoman. But Pelosi also reprimanded Omar last month for a tweet about a Jewish lobbying group and money.
I posted a statement.
Omar says she's being held
that
to a double standard. Just last week, a poster was erected in the West Virginia state capitol linking her with 9/11.
We get to be called names and we get to be labeled as hateful. No, we know what hate looks like.
Yeah.
We experience it every single day.
That argument has clearly resonated with some. Tonight, Democrats say they're going to be reworking this anti-Semitism resolution to include anti-Muslim bias as well. And they say the vote, Jeff, will likely get pushed off to Thursday.